Okay. Testing. Can you hear me? There we go. I just want to welcome you back. We concluded our executive session. No action has been taken. And at this time, the mayor and council will receive the department heads' reports. Sean Bates had asked me if he could have 3 minutes. As long as I'll time you, Sean, you can have 3 minutes.
Mayor and Council, for the record, my name is Sean Bates. I live at 1156 East Juniper Street, Othello. I want to redress a grievance I have with an ordinance adopted by yourselves April 23, 2012, relative to Council's ability to vote on items at the City Council workshop sessions, ordinance number 1361. You have effectively made these workshop meetings a third monthly meeting. As I understand it, workshop meetings were designed to give Council the ability to learn more about important issues, prepare yourselves to anticipate future actions, and foster open debate amongst one another that leads to consensus and synergistic form of government. This action builds and strengthens the decision-making process, producing higher quality decisions with fewer defects. What Council has done by granting itself the ability to vote on issues at workshop meetings is to create yet another regular meeting. Now, I want to bring your attention to something I see as critical. It's my opinion that you have trampled the civil rights of the entire community in doing so. While the Council has allowed itself the ability to vote on issues at workshop meetings just like in any regular meeting, Council has not allowed for citizen input at the beginning of the workshop meetings, as you can see on the agenda for even tonight. By doing so, I believe you've overstepped the bounds of your authority granted to you by the First Amendment, granting yourselves this unprecedented ability, and have weakened the democratic process by taking from the citizen the opportunity to speak and petition this body for redress of their grievances. Also strongly curtailing opportunity for citizens to influence you concerning effects of your decisions. Council has emergency powers that allow you to take action outside of regular council meetings for the good of the community. For example, if a well goes down, and you all understand that firsthand. So I see three possible options that I want to present you with tonight, and please understand these are my observations and opinions after considering this for 7 months. In my opinion, the first option is you can rescind the decision that allows for voting on things at council workshop meetings and restore the scheduled workshop meetings as originally designed. Or secondly, allow for public comment at the beginning of all meetings and eliminate so-called workshop meetings. Or third, you could prepare for potential litigation and explain to the federal government, the U.S. attorney, what gives City Council the right to deny communities due process and equal protection under the law and trampling of First Amendment rights. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think, in fairness to the council, Sean, that we probably need to review that ordinance and discuss it in open session and make a decision whether we want to rescind that ordinance. As you recall, when I started the meeting tonight, it was I wanted to follow some different rules because the mayor does set the rules for the order of the council. So that's why I wanted to, you know, in other words, I think that answers most of what your grievances are. But time is up. But the we will pull the ordinance and we will review that in open session as a council item agenda later this month, okay?
I appreciate that. I'll be looking forward to that.
All right.
And I see it as a civil rights issue.
You know, okay.
I see that as a civil rights issue as plain, for me it's really plain and clear. But it's after 7 months of considering it. It was a slow burn. It took me a long time to see it. But you realize the ramifications of it are and have an effect. This meeting tonight is essentially a regular council meeting. If you can vote on stuff, the public deserves the right to be able to speak to council, and it's just another meeting then. So
thank you,
it's,
Sean.
So it's a level playing field.
All right. All right. With that, I would like to adjourn the meeting. Thank you for coming.
It takes a little